You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day, each and every day, to join me here on WGOD, where we are tuning into God's frequency. We're going to hear a word from him today, and I'll let this opening play here today, Monday, and tomorrow on Tuesday, but the program content will be different. This is a 40-minute sermon I preached 2 weeks ago now at Island Community Church. The sermon is entitled, How's Your Soil? And it's a look at the Lord Jesus as the sower. He sows the seed. We're in Matthew chapter 13 this week, Monday through Thursday. And we're going to see four different types of soil that the same seed is sown into. And out of the four, only one will cross the finish line in faith. Different soils do different things and cause different responses to the seed that was sown. The first we see was sown, and the first person didn't understand and fell away. Now remember, these all have ears to hear. These all start off, they start out in the faith. They receive the word with joy, gladly, and start off in the faith. So it's not that they're unbelievers. These people are starting off in the Christian faith, but don't cross the finish line. And we're going to look at why in this message. What are the things that Satan might throw your way to try to prevent you from crossing the finish line? That's what we're looking at. This sermon will play Monday through Thursday of this week. If you'd like a copy of it, write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com.
See, the problem is that 9 out of 10 churches don't even preach this. We focus on it. We are odds breakers here at Island. We're 99 out of 100. If you do what he says, if you listen to what I say to you and preach here, you'll cross the finish line. But it won't be because you didn't hear it here or anywhere. But 1 out of 4. Because just like Jesus said it was going to happen, Matthew 24:9 out of the New American Standard. It says, then, not Jesus speaking, then they will deliver you to tribulation and they will kill you. You will be hated by all nations. I got a new catch on that word this morning. That's the Greek word ethnos. You will be hated by all ethnic groups because of my name. At that time, many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. See, for fall away, it's that Greek word skandalon. New American, the New King James and the King James translated offended. And that's right too. Pick your poison. Which one do you want? They're both right out of today's newspaper, right? As soon as trouble and as soon as it gets hot in the kitchen, all the counterfeit Christians head for the door. Or as soon as there's trouble, what happens? Many are offended. That's the buzzword of today. Everyone's offended out here today. Look around, turn the news on. Everyone is offended at something stupid. Jesus says, this is how you'll know that his return is near, is when all of these fools out here are offended at something. That's how you'll know. That's how you'll know. Jesus does not want this to happen to you. And to help ensure that it doesn't happen to you, he makes your life difficult and brings you pain. See, he will hit you on the head with this because he loves you and bring you pain. Which is why James says what he says, right? Consider it pure joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops upomone, endurance, pizzazz, nerve, strength. The testing of your faith develops. I love that word, develops. See, when you're enduring this stuff, you're in God's dark room. And you just got to leave the lights off when you're in. Don't turn the lights on. Turning the lights on is like cutting bait and running. Count it all joy when you encounter or fall into various trials, knowing that, meaning there's a reason for you going through what you're going through right now. God's got a purpose for it, and that's to make you as bold as a lion. And that never happens on the mountaintop. It only happens in the demon-possessed valley, like Oswald Chambers would call it. The demon-possessed valley. He's at work. Again, one out of four will make it to the end. More on those odds, though, as we're moving on here this morning. Now, if you would please turn with me to Matthew chapter 13. Let me read it out of my translation. This is the EMTV. Matthew chapter 13. It says, now on the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. And great crowds were gathered together to him. And he got into the boat and sat. And crowds stood on the shore. And he spoke to them many things in parables, saying, behold, the sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell alongside the road. And the birds came and devoured them. But others fell on stony ground, where it did not have much earth. And immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun rose, it was scorched. And because it had no root, it withered away. But others fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them out. But others fell on good ground and was yielding fruit, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Then in verse 9, again, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. You see, not everyone's going to understand this, apparently. Just like when the Lord said, all food is clean. Just like the Gospel of Mark declared that Jesus purified all foods. It says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Because not everyone's going to understand that. Not everyone will get it when they hear these words. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 1:18, the message of the cross is foolishness to those that are perishing. Or that King James says, to them that are lost. But to us who are being saved, it's the power of God. So this message is not addressing those that don't have ears to hear. He's talking about those that do. Now, like many of the Lord's parables, this one is about farming. And apparently the sower is going to sow his seed into his field. And after he does, it seems like only one type of soil is capable of producing the final stage of that seed. Let me say it again. There's only one type of soil that's capable of producing the final stage of that seed, which is a crop ready to be harvested by the sower. Now, Jesus is going to use this parable to teach a spiritual truth about himself and the kingdom of God. Now, let's go to his explanation of this parable. Let's go down to verse 18. Remember the title of my sermon was, How's Your Soil? Okay, verse 18. Now, therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. Can you imagine that? That's like, I don't know what. I'm going to sit right here. And then Sue's going to say to her husband, you know what, Dwayne? I just don't understand this. And sitting right here, you get, that's what he's saying. This is the first group, 25% of everyone that falls away. There's someone sitting right here. And right there. Or right there. And he waits for you to not understand this. Then you see the word then. Let's pick it up right there. Right. Same word for the rapture. To snatch away. Forcefully. Violently. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and doesn't understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he that received seed by the wayside. It's as if he's sitting right there, right next to you. So there's the first blank, the first of the four that starts off in the Christian faith, and that would be, does not understand. Is blank number one. It does not understand. There's the first group of potential Christians that does not understand what he's hearing. You know, I always say that this one falls on the pastor. Maybe the pastor uses the King James Version only, but doesn't explain what the word means. You see, we're really big on understanding the text here, aren't we? We just spent $500 on a giant blackboard because I'm big on explaining what the Word of God means. You don't leave here bewildered. We don't leave here that way. Why? Because Jesus warned me that 25% of all of you aren't going to understand it.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. WMIE.